This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Wow, what a fabulous weekend we have just had. Our 54th annual convention is over, and judging from some of the comments that we received as it drew to a close, many of our visitors rated it as the best yet. This is, in part, due to the excellent presentations delivered by Joe, VK3YSP, and wife Julie, VK3FOWL, who gave a very thought-provoking talk on attracting kids into our hobby and how to motivate them to continue on, etc. Joe and Julie believe that we are not targeting young people at a young enough age. Kids' brains at the age of 4 to 7 years are like a sponge, just bursting to fill up with knowledge. We should be nurturing this and stimulating their interest with mentoring in schools, scout groups, etc. Have a look at Joe and Julie's website. It can be found at www.sarcnet.org. I'll spell that out for you. www.SierraAlphaRomeoCharlieNovemberEchoTango.org. Next up was Ockett LaRue. Ockett is our local photographer extraordinaire. He has a real passion for the southeast of this state, and this is reflected in some of his work. Have a look at, and again I will spell it for you, all one word, www.OscarCharlieKiloEchoRomeoTangoLimaEchoRomeoOscarUniformXray.com. That's www.OckettLaRue.com. Then, during the Sunday night dinner, Rob, VK4AAC, gave us an account of his last 4 years, during which he and wife Doris have lived a nomadic lifestyle, touring around Australia and activating our national and state parks wherever they could find them. Many in the audience were really interested in Rob and Doris's experience, as I'm sure that this is what most of us would like to be able to do, stop somewhere for as long as we like and then move on when ready. Rob and Doris keep the wolf from the door by earning a bit of diesel money doing farm sits. This enables the poor old farmer to round up the family for a week or whatever and leave the property in capable hands while they go away and have a well-earned break. Our kitchen staff did a wonderful job of keeping everyone fed during the daytime with bacon and egg rolls, hamburgers, steak sandwiches, and of course many of our members' wives and partners spent time and money baking and making slices, cakes, some of it gluten-free, to enable all to feed the sweet tooth. The bar has been set high again this year, and we may well have trouble reaching it next year. The convention committee will really have to think hard on this one. We hope that all of you who travelled to Mount Gambier to join us for the weekend had a good time, and that your trip home was a safe and enjoyable one. No doubt a few headaches went home with some of you. Hi, hi. All strictly legal, of course. We will now get on with our normal day-to-day events, until January anyway. That's when we start planning for the 2019 event. Thank you for listening. As always, our group hopes that you all have a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club is running a foundation licence course on Saturday and Sunday, 28th and 29th of July, at the club rooms at the Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, Railway Terrace, Seaford Meadows. Saturday is a 9 a.m. start until about 4 p.m, BYO lunch. Tea and coffee will be available. Sunday is also 9 a.m. start till about 12 noon. Nominations need to be to the secretary before the 14th of July. Details and costs are on the website www.scark.org.au. If anyone wishes to do an upgrade on that weekend, they need to contact the secretary before the nomination date. A reminder that the club holds a net on the Wollunga repeater, VK5RSV, on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Everyone is most welcome to join in. Any shortwave listeners are encouraged to send us confirmation of their participation via email. That's all from me, 73 from Skark.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Don't forget that next month is the North East Radio Club AGM, and it will be held on Friday, the 13th of July. We will be having the usual night's entertainment. There'll be a guest lecturer who will explain something of general interest to everybody. And as well as that, there will also be the election of office bearers for the coming year. Once again, we ask for nominations. So if you think you've got some skills that you can use to help run the North East Radio Club for the coming year, then by all means stand up and be counted. And there will be plenty to eat and drink on the night. There'll be a $5 cover charge for some of the consumables that we have to purchase. But also you're asked to bring along a salad or sweet to share with everybody. So don't forget the North East Radio Club AGM on Friday, the 13th of July. And on Friday, the 29th of June, we will be having this month's fifth Friday night dinner, and I'll tell you the location on next week's broadcast. And the tech night, which is next Friday night, the 22nd of June, our guru Brian, VK5VI, will be giving a lecture on his adventures up in Papua New Guinea. So come along and see what Brian has to say about his activities up there. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 22nd of June, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on the 14th of July. The Ahar Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. Technical session for the 23rd of June will be a look at radio test gear that's handy around your shack, and July the 28th, the topic will be power supplies for ham radio. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. If you're not getting the AHAS group emails, it means we do not have your email address. A big thank you to Barry, VK5BW, who has been sorting out the AHAS database that's got into quite a mess over the years. Please email Barry, VK5BW, at wia.org.au with your email address if you're not getting the AHAS group emails. Rest assured your email address will be kept confidential, as all group emails are sent out as blind carbon copies that do not display the recipient's email addresses. The topic for the June the 21st general meeting will be on 21 centimetre radio astronomy, presented by Bill Cowie and Philip Locke, who have set up equipment to monitor these signals. Looking further ahead, in July, Peter, VK5PX, will conduct a quiz based on the AROCP questions, and on August the 16th, Wayne, VK5APN, will be talking about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. The next member's show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October, so you still have time to start a new project or finish a UFO. If you've joined AHAS in the last 2 or 3 years and did not receive a welcome to AHAS pack, or you have not received confirmation of your membership, email Trevor, VK5NIX, at tmolde@internode.on.net. We are in the process of reprinting these packs, and they should be available soon. Many thanks to Barry, VK5BW, and his merry band of helpers. Repairs to the repeater tower is progressing well and may be hoisted at Crafers in 2 or 3 weeks, weather permitting. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to VK5SRP at wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief report from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The next Tech Night will be on Wednesday, the 20th of June, and will be a presentation by David VK5KK and Paul VK5AOS. The topic will be software-defined radio. This will be followed by the mail-out preparation to ex-members and amateurs in our geographic area. The July Tech Night will be on ATV by Ian VK5ZD. The next fifth Wednesday will be on the 29th of August, venue and event to be advised at a later date. Work on the beacons is still progressing steadily. John VK5NI and Paul VK5AOS are working towards the testing stage prior to reinstallation. Any members without a club name badge, please contact me at the next Tech Night on the 20th, or email me on vk5mak@wia.org.au. John, VK5NI, has requested that any member who can lend static or interactive gear for the demonstration use at the August Science Alive event to please contact him at the June 20th Tech Night. Thanks to all members who replied to the email transmission checklist. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 4th of July at 2018. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.